Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, this is Pastor Esteban Tapia, and my devo's title is What's Going On Here? You know, one of the things that I love about being a follower of Jesus is to witness the transformational power of the gospel in the lives of those who receive it. This transformation happens as the Holy Spirit applies the truths of God into the believers' lives. For about 2,000 years, the Holy Spirit has been transforming the behavior of millions of Christians, most of the time in contrast to the behavioral standards of their cultural settings. When the Apostle Paul came into the city of Corinth to preach the gospel, the Corinthians held as normal some very corrupted standards of sexual behavior. In Corinth, it was normal for the husbands to have sexual relationships with multiple women, including prostitutes and slaves, while the wives were expected to remain sexually loyal to their husbands. As people within the city began to respond to the gospel and continued to learn from the Apostle Paul the fundamental principles of God's word, a sexual behavioral transformation took place in the lives of the new believers. Unfortunately, as the apostle left the city, the Corinthian church became very tolerant of sexual sin. Apparently, some of the Corinthian male believers consider sexual relationships outside of the context of marriage as compatible with their new life in Christ. As news about this came to the Apostle Paul's ears, he decided to write 1 Corinthians to remind them, among many other things, about some sexual principles that every married follower of Jesus ought to put into practice. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, Paul's intentions were not to ask the Corinthians to abstain from sex altogether, but to re-instruct them in the matter of scriptural sexual morality and to admonish them to avoid the practice of adultery. Paul's teaching most definitely set an expectation for all male married believers of the city of Corinth that was very countercultural to their social stratum. According to Paul's teachings, every male married believer was expected to remain sexually loyal to his wife in a setting where this was only expected of women. This principle was so transformational that as more believers lived it out, it became one of the distinctiveness of early Christianity. Within the church, Christian wives were addressed by their husbands as equals, and female slaves were no longer treated as sexual objects. So yes, Paul's teachings were as radical back then as they are right now, but God intended them for the glory of His name and the goodness and the good of His people. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.